Think about the markets today, though, if you dare. It's bad news on Wall Street, a very familiar double whammy, record high oil prices and automotive and high-tech industrial downgrades sent the stock market into a real downward spiral yesterday. Joining us is Michael Grinbaum, New York Times reporter. Michael, thanks for joining us.
John, thanks for having me.
Do you think this is a short-term volatility? The fact that the market dropped 385, or the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 385 points, essentially a 3% slide for all the major market averages, plus a record oil price above $140 a barrel briefly yesterday. Short-term volatility or as a trend?
Well, it's anybody's guess what happens today, but there's been a real discouraging turn over the last few weeks. Quite simply, the economy just isn't as improving as much as investors had hoped. New home sales are still down, house prices are plunging, and there was a pretty bad consumer confidence report that came out earlier this week. And when you combine that with high oil prices, I think there's a feeling that things just aren't getting better, and there aren't a lot of ways for, say, the Federal Reserve to come in and help things out.
You know, it does seem that the dynamic has changed a little bit in the way that Wall Street is reacting to news. Big headlines, they seem to kind of ignore the fact that the Fed decided not to raise interest rates was greeted with just absolutely flat, if any kind of impact at all. But yet a lot of little bits of bad news produce a kind of panic day to day. And we've seen the Dow slide over the month of June well over 1,000 points.
Well, there's a lot of volatility out there and a lot of uncertainty, and that's what Wall Street hates the most. And when that happens, little bits of information can be really amplified. People are really just groping for clues about what's going to be happening with the economy, with the corporate environment. And you get, a headline comes across your Bloomberg terminal and suddenly, the market's up or down 100 or 2 points. As far as the Federal Reserve decision, I think a lot of investors actually knew that that was coming. The Fed managed expectations pretty well, that it's concerned about high oil prices, it's concerned about inflation, and it's reluctant to lower rates any further and cause inflation to get worse.
Well, let's extract a couple of headlines out of the sort of morass of red ink that we saw yesterday, or blood, I suppose. Some market analysts might
look at it. Depending on your perspective.
Exactly. General Motors, a 50-year low. What does that mean?
Well, that came out of a downgrade from Goldman Sachs, and I think it's just a lot of discouragement about the state of the auto industry. It had already been hurting, and just the high oil prices, which are, of course, having an impact across the board, are really affecting both the overhead for auto manufacturers, and I think a lot of consumers are putting off purchasing automobiles and other big products like that. Discretionary spending is really falling down.
Among the industry-wide depressions, it appears the banking industry is also in something of a generic slide. I mean, Bank of America announcing cutbacks of jobs as it acquires Countrywide Financial. Citibank down a big chunk yesterday after a downgrade by Goldman Sachs. It appears the banking industry is having trouble recovering from this subprime mortgage business. What's the long-term view there?
Well, the problems with the investment banks and the brokerage firms on Wall Street have always been at the center of what's been happening with the economy over the last few months. And yes, basically a lot of investors, I think, thought that perhaps the worst was over, perhaps all the problems with subprime mortgages had started to fade away. But the trigger of yesterday's sell-off was this report from Goldman, as you mentioned, that they expected a lot of these banks to have to take a lot more write-downs than they've already taken based on assets they're holding related to home loans.
We don't know everything yet. There's more news to shake out. That's, I guess, the dark sort of secret behind the numbers. Michael Grinbaum, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Michael Grinbaum, New York Times business reporter. You've already weighed in on the Second Amendment. Let's hear what you had to say.
My name is Bob. I'm from New Jersey. I'd just like to say I'm very happy about the Supreme Court decision yesterday. I've been a handgun owner legally for over 10 years. I've never abused the privilege, and I believe that ordinary citizens have the right to be protected.
And your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll be right back.